This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Sherry McAllister, a full-time practicing chiropractor and the executive vice president of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to building awareness regarding the value of chiropractic care. Dr. McAllister, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time as well. So tell us, for starters, what is chiropractic care and why do people see doctors of chiropractic?
Excellent. Well, doctors of chiropractic are primary healthcare professionals for spinal health and well-being. Doctors of chiropractic usually receive about a minimum of 7 years higher education, and they are specifically trained to diagnose and evaluate the neuromusculoskeletal system, that being the nervous system, the muscles, and the bones of the body. They focus the examination on diagnosis, the care and prevention of disorders that can afflict the spine and the extremities. Doctors of chiropractic really aim to help the patient optimize their health through nutrition, performance through adjustments, and exercise on proper ergonomics throughout their day. Chiropractic folks often see patients at first because their patients are sensing something is just not right or they're experiencing pain. Typically, the common complaints range from back pain, neck pain, headaches, or pain in the joints of the arms or legs. It's these disorders that actually impact 44 million Americans annually, with the estimated cost to society of $267 billion. And are increasingly the result of poor posture, workplace, and sports-related injuries, also motor vehicle accidents, or simply just living a sedentary lifestyle.
That's some fine information right there. Now, what are some of the benefits of chiropractic care? Take that a little further.
Well, there are numerous benefits associated with chiropractic care, some of which are improved flexibility, stability, balance, and coordination. Also, prevention of work-related injuries to muscles and joints. We like to also focus on improving function and the ability to perform the activities of daily living a little more fluidly. Some people come in with hip pain, gait disorders, foot problems, but honestly, the most common benefit that we often see is relief from back, neck, extremity pain, and headaches. I like to say chiropractic helps patients understand their own challenges. We assist in making choices that will enhance their performance, whether it's at work or they're on the field or just going about their regular activities. Patients are looking for better options for their health with less dependency on drugs for dealing with their pain. In fact, according to the Palmer College of Chiropractic report, 78% of Americans prefer to try other ways to address their physical pain before they take pain medication. And often ask, how do individuals in pain benefit from seeing a doctor of chiropractic? And we often answer that chiropractic is a safe and effective drug-free first-line approach to managing acute, subacute, and even chronic pain. Chiropractic yields a high patient satisfaction rating with a 2016 Gallup report citing that 95% patients claimed that chiropractic was effective in relieving their pain. So what we like to say is chiropractic is a first-line solution before opiates and over-the-counter medications. We're looking at a lot less side effects using chiropractic and a much higher patient satisfaction rate. The opioid epidemic is real, and it's very serious. So we need to work towards providing safer pain management options such as chiropractic care before prescribing drugs for pain.
And I couldn't agree more, and had a very successful past with chiropractic care personally. So I really waving the banner for you as well. Now, are there objective research findings that showcase chiropractic is effective for back and neck pain?
Absolutely, and it's an excellent question. In fact, quite a few in the last year alone, which many of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with. Some of these include the American College of Physicians guidelines, which published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. It presents evidence and provides clinical recommendations on non-invasive management for low back pain. The guidelines emphasize conservative, non-invasive treatments for acute, subacute, and chronic low back pain. In recommendation one of those guidelines, it states clinicians and patients should select non-pharmacological treatments with superficial heat, massage, acupuncture, or spinal manipulative therapy, which for your listeners, chiropractors actually perform 94% of all spinal manipulations. Another very pertinent study was released in the Journal of American Medical Association this year and reviewed randomized control trials on the effectiveness and harms of spinal manipulative therapy for acute low back pain. Of 26 eligible studies identified, 15 of them provided moderate quality evidence that spinal manipulative therapy had statistically significant association with improvements in pain. And 12 of those studies produced moderate quality evidence that spinal manipulative therapy had a statistically significant association in improvements in function. The authors actually concluded that among patients with acute low back pain, spinal manipulative therapy was associated with modest improvements in pain and function up to 6 weeks. I think one of the other studies that might be pertinent for your listeners is the FDA in May released the educational blueprint for healthcare providers involved in the management or support of patients with pain. They outlined the components of an effective treatment plan with goals of treatment to include the expectation regarding improvements in pain and improvement in function where relevant. And their Section 2 referenced a number of non-pharmacological therapies that can play an important role in managing pain, particularly musculoskeletal pain and chronic pain. The listing included some cognitive, behavioral, physical, and occupational therapies, some surgical approaches, and complementary therapy, which they included acupuncture and chiropractic. Further, that document states that healthcare providers should be knowledgeable about the range of available therapies, when they may be helpful, and when they should be used as part of a multidisciplinary approach to pain management. Lastly, I'd like to just kind of throw in the Joint Commission on an independent organization that accredits and certifies nearly 21,000 healthcare organizations and programs in the United States. And they just published a revision to pain management standards stating that both pharmacological and non-pharmacological strategies have a role in management of pain. Further, the Joint Commission identified that non-pharmacological strategies include physical modalities, and they listed acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, and physical therapy. So I think with these research opportunities that came up in 2017, it leads to showcasing that we're moving forward in identifying these non-pharm options, and several organizations are supporting chiropractic as a safer means to managing pain. And just a small sampling of some organizations in the past few months would include the American Health Insurance Plans, Harvard Medical School, the Pains Project, the National Fibromyalgia and Chronic Pain Society, and the Society for Human Resource Management, to list just a few of some of the organizations that are supporting the use of chiropractic care.
Well, Dr. McAllister, it certainly has been good to have had you fine report here and getting our listeners up to speed and in the know about chiropractic care. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of our conversation?
Well, actually, I often get asked, well, how do I find a chiropractor? So I think I'd like to suggest to your listeners that if they do want to find a first-line, cost-effective, safer approach to manage their health and their pain, that they could find a doctor near them by visiting the number 4, scp.com/find-a-doctor. Oftentimes, chiropractic is covered by many health insurances, so you'll need to contact the doctor that you will be visiting. Again, it would be www.4cp.com/find-a-doctor.
You certainly can't beat that. And again, Dr. McAllister, thanks for all you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. It certainly has been good to have had you.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And we thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Sherry McAllister, a full-time practicing chiropractor and the executive vice president of the Foundation of Chiropractic Progress, a not-for-profit organization dedicated for building awareness regarding the value of chiropractic care. And for further details, visit F4CP.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.